Yahweh is our God. Let us exalt him. Let us praise his name, for he has done wonderful things. His counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Let's pray. It's from Ezekiel 9:4. Father, who art in heaven, set upon us a mark as upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst of our land and our people. Our song of praise is actually in the bulletin this time, so it's Psalm 104.
The glory of the mighty Lord, Yahweh, continue, shall forever. The Lord God, Yahweh, shall rejoice in all statutes, Lord, are wonderful. My soul now keeps with care. The entrance of thy word give light, make wise who simple are. My mouth I have wide open it, and pant it earnestly. While after thy commandment I long exceedingly. Look on me, Lord, and merciful, do thou unto me prove. As thou art wont to do to those thy name who truly love. O let my footsteps in thy word arise, still Lord in thee. Let no iniquity obtain dominion over me. From man's oppression save thou me, so keep thy love, thy will. Thy face make on thy servant shine, teach me thy statutes still. Rivers of water from mine eyes did run down when I saw how wicked men run on in sin and do not keep thy law.
I do apologize for how blurry that one is. It even kind of catches me sometimes. We also have Psalm 102. We're going to sing the first part of, and then we'll save the second part after the line in the psalm for afterwards. And Evan is to... creatures that we have there. Well, let's grab our King James Bible. And we'll have our Old and New Testament reading, which is Numbers 10 today, which is something we read every new moon, so it's not going to be unfamiliar to us. What's good about Old and New Testament readings and going through the entirety of the Scripture, especially the Law and the Gospel, is that you will see things you didn't see last time, and we'll talk about things together in a congregational setting, and hopefully it will give thoughts to us that maybe we haven't had. And so that's why it's important to, even though this isn't part of the message necessarily that we're going to be receiving, that we go through the Bible together systematically. So we're in Numbers 10. We're going to just read from Numbers 10:1 down to 10:10 together. And responsibly. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camp.
And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee as the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee.
When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward.
When ye blow an alarm on the second time, then the camps that lie on the south shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys.
But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm.
And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations.
And if ye go out to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies.
Also in the days of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God.
And we will go to the book of Luke 20, 27 through 40. Brother Christian's going to read that to us. The 20, 27 through 40. All right.
So we're reading Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If any man's brother die, having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Then certain of the scribes answering said, Master, Thou hast well said. And after that, they durst not ask him any questions at all.
You're looking at the light.
Huh?
You're seeing if the light catches your pop, huh?
Oh, no, I was just doing it randomly.
Oh. Overthinking it.
Yeah.
It tells you which speakers are activated on that light.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Stand and sing the last part of Psalm 102 together. Truth in Christ I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost.
I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
Who are Israelites, to whom belong the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises.
They are of the patriarchs, and of whom concerning the flesh Christ came. Christ who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen.
Concerning these things, we should not think the word of God hath taken none effect. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
Neither is it because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all counted as the children of God.
But as it is written, in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
So they which are the children of the flesh are not the children of God, for the children of the promise are counted as the seed.
Amen. So we'll be able to take that lesson with us throughout the week as well. We're going to go to the book of 1 John for our confession of fellowship and of sins. Probably good to remember, take your pamphlet or your finger and stick it back in Exodus 20, which is where the Ten Commandments are. And we start in 3 for a confession of sins, and we'll do that after verse 9, which tells us that if we confess our sins, God's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And so we're going to use 1 John, and we'll start in 3. And then after we're finished up with that, we will read the continuance from 10 and read our way unto verse 6 of chapter 2. 1 John, chapter 1, verse 3. Let's say it all together.
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let's go to Exodus 20, starting in verse 3. We confess our sins together, we all jointly have our fallen nature. Exodus 20, verse 3.
Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto me any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, and a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Back to 1 John, continue the statement, starting in verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
He that says he abides in them ought himself also to walk, even as he walks.